Well, hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of the Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guest is Therese Haller. She's the Executive Director of the Porter County Recycling and Waste Reduction District. Therese, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me today, Carl.
You know, I just wanted to first start out by congratulating you on the Porter County Recycling and Waste Reduction District winning the South Shore Clean Cities Excellence in Environmental Education Award at a recent annual meeting. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm not sure that I took the opportunity to say really fully how grateful we are to be honored and recognized by our peers in the environmental education and advocacy arena. We really appreciate that. We're all working really hard to get our messages out, but it's nice to know that our peers are recognizing us for that. We really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome and well-deserving, and I know you're doing some great things, but you know, a lot of our listeners are not familiar with the Recycling and Waste Reduction District. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure. We are actually a government agency, and our mission is to improve the environment and quality of life for our residents in Porter County and in the region by providing environmental education and programs that are voluntary. And it offers individuals the opportunity to first reduce the amount of waste they're creating through our education efforts. But then when they do have waste, we have alternative recycling and disposal options, keeping waste out of landfill and our environment.
Which is amazing. Because, again, since I've been involved with South Shore Clean Cities, it just seems like our recycling rates continue to improve. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something with green buildings and, you know, everything that's going on within the industry. It's just wonderful to see this going on right here in Porter County. So, you know, congratulations on the great work that you do. So I know you've got a lot of exciting things that are taking place. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the Northwest Indiana Earth Day and Reuse Fair?
Sure. Every year around Earth Day being April 22nd, we always try to hit a Saturday prior to that day to have a day where it's a family-oriented event where the families and participants can come in and hear from vendors, exhibitors that have products, services, or message about reducing our individual impact on the environment. So we're really excited. This is our 13th year.
Wow.
For the event. Mm. It's free. It's from 9 to 2 at the Porter County Expo on Saturday, April 21st. And we encourage families to come out and participate in that. And we've incorporated an additional service at that day. We think we'll encourage more people to come out and participate. It's a reuse fair.
Mm-hmm.
And we have invited not-for-profits to tell us what types of products they would like from residents that are not new,
okay,
but something that you or I might think about discarding, but these not-for-profits can use these products. For example, some really really quirky item that I just love to talk about is we have a zoo that actually is looking for perfumes. Because
really?
Some of their animals, mm-hmm, react positively to having that perfume scent. So that's one of the items on the reuse fair. So people can find that information about what we're looking for, and it's dozens of items. So it's too much to talk about here. They can go to our website.
And again, it's a great event. We've been attending. We've been participating with this event, and every year it gets bigger. It just seems like, you know, it's really something that a lot of our residents look forward to.
Yes.
Attending, and you know, some of the youth that have come, you know, that are actually working at this. I know that for a fact. So it's been a great opportunity for our local area. And I know it includes all the counties. It's not just Porter County. You work with a multitude of
Correct.
The other county solid waste districts.
Yes, we our neighboring districts from LaPorte and Lake County also participate in various ways, mm-hmm, at the event, supporting us there. And again, it's Northwest Indiana, as you pointed,
sure,
out. That's the name of the event, Northwest Indiana Earth Day Celebration.
So I also know that you have a household hazardous waste collection starting in May. And how do those work?
Well, basically, you're right. We start in May. Our first collection is Saturday, May 12th. All of our collections are on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. They're from 9 to 2. And basically, it's a drive-through program. So we're looking to aid residents in properly disposing of hazardous chemicals in the home that might be poisonous, toxic, corrosive. We certainly want to keep those out of landfills and our water system. So,
mm-hmm,
this is a drive-through program. You drive up, we remove the material from your vehicle, and you get to drive away.
Wonderful. And so I know you also have public compost sites as well. And I understand that Valparaiso compost, the compost site there in Valpo has an open house coming up also.
We do. We're waiting to announce that date specifically. We're working on refining that. But we, the district as mm-hmm. an agency, all solid waste districts, we're officially a solid waste district. That's our government agency name. We have been around for well over 20 years, mm-hmm. and we've been working in a great partnership with the city of Valparaiso at that compost site. However, I think still a lot of people don't know who we are. Mm. We try a lot of different channels to get our message out. So we came up with the idea to have an open house to try to get people that don't know about that site to come up there and see what happens there. It's a great program up there, a great partnership with the city. We are recycling your leaves and making compost for you to put back into your garden. So it is completing the full circle.
Absolutely.
Here in Valparaiso.
Wonderful. And then where can our listeners learn more about all of your services and events that are coming up?
Certainly they can visit our website at www.portercountyrecycling.com. .org, and that's spelled out fully.
Okay. And any closing thoughts as we wrap up our program, Therese?
I just want to encourage people to check out our website and find out about all the services that are available to them through our agency, because they are funding it.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly like to take every opportunity to say to people, you're already paying for these services
sure.
on your taxes. So please find out what you're paying for and use them. And collectively, we're going to be all in a better spot if you use these services.
And it's wonderful. Congratulations again on all the great services that you're providing and all the upcoming events. And that will do it for today's edition of the Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Therese Haller. She's the Executive Director of Porter County Recycling and Waste Reduction District here in Valparaiso. And Green Fleet Radio airs three times every Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy. Thank you, everybody.